Same as last night. Nothing new to report as far as injury goes. So, any questions?
You watched the New England game and
caught just the back end of it after I got home, and today we came in, watched our game. Filled out our grade reports and started on Cleveland.
So the result of last night's and your wins means that if you hold serve, you got the number two seed first round bye.
Right now, I know we can control our own destiny, and if we don't play our best game against Cleveland this week, that'll be all for naught. So all our focus will be on the Cleveland Browns, a team that's won 3 out of 4 games, plus 7 in the turnover margin. Beat two teams that are in the hunt for the AFC side in the playoffs. So, all our focus will be just on this week against Cleveland Browns.
How much, obviously, you're a better team now than you were 9 weeks ago, but how much different of a team?
I think we're growing. Yesterday was the first game all season, I believe, we didn't turn the ball over. That's something that we have to get cleaned up. I think we went from -2 to 0. So that's an area we've got 2 more weeks to get fixed. Still a lot of areas we need to improve on. We did put it on the ground a couple times in the return game. We're a little better in the red area, still need to work. We've given up a couple of explosive plays late in games on defense. I know that's something that needs to be addressed. So, we still have a lot of work to do and a lot of improving to do.
Will Holiday continue to be the primary punt returner?
Yeah, at this point, he's our best option, I believe. We do situationally do use a couple different guys, but, all in all, it's something that we need to address, and we will this week.
Speaking of special teams, can you talk about the tackling of both your kicker and your punter yesterday?
Actually, there was 2 fine tackles there, one by our punter and a couple by our kicker. Ideally, that's not something we're looking for, and we do practice it, but we'd like to not use it as much as we did yesterday. So that's, again, an area that, some of our coverage situations weren't as good as they've been. And, the team we play this week in Cleveland, they're one of the tops in both kickoffs, kickoff coverage, as well as punt returns. With Cribbs is an outstanding Pro Bowl type return man. So, something that will be important for us this week.
Coach, what did you see with the Ravens that felt strongly about running the ball against and how you did it?
I don't think it was so much our opponent as it was just the mentality, something we stressed last week. And, we hadn't finished as well as I know we expect. And, it's something that we're going to need moving forward. It's an area we needed to improve at as far as, our rush per carry and those types of things. So it was not so much just the Ravens as it was, kind of about us.
Let's flip that, talk about your rush defense. Were you surprised we didn't see a little bit more of Ray Rice? I mean, were you guys expecting that? And comment on how you've been able to shut down the run this year.
Well, I think, it's been an excellent job by our staff and I think by our players, executing their techniques and where they fit. This game's all about, guys doing their job and being in the right place and how they fit different runs. And they've worked very hard in the preparation part and is carrying over, to the performance on Sundays.
John, I know these guys are all professionals, but as a coach, do you worry about complacency and overconfidence at this point?
No, I think, again, you just kind of get what you emphasize. And we emphasize getting better every week and diving into the preparation. And the old adage that you play like you practice is has been the best measuring stick I know of. And, at this point in the season, an old track coach told me way back, this was when I was more svelte and faster, you never look at the finish. You stay focused and you look straight ahead and you look at the finish line. And so, that'll be our mindset, and that's how, our guys have been good about it. They've been responsible about that, and I don't expect that to change.
With clinching at the time you guys did a playoff spot, and now with only 2 games left, will you consider resting any of your guys, including Peyton?
Now, at this point, that's not been an option, not something that we'll talk about. Right now, again, our main agenda is to get better and improve, and so we can be playing our best football in January.
Was yesterday with Decker a result of taking what they were giving you, that they took away Demaryius a little bit? And we've seen that the other way, too. Is that why one of the reasons Eric got so many looks yesterday?
Yeah, I think there's a lot that goes into that, D-Mac. I mean, the defense does dictate kind of a little bit what you do and in a lot of different ways, whether it's run pass, who you throw to, who you run with, and where. But it just works out that way. And you know, I think we've got a quarterback that, you know, he's going to take what the defense gives him, and he can sort those things out pretty well, as good as probably anybody. And I think that's just a situation that happens, week to week with, what the opponent, offers up.
John, when you talk about focusing on getting better every week and not so much on looking ahead, has anybody exemplified that better than Knowshon in the last month?
Yeah, I mean, I've said many times, the guy, my hat's off to him, because there was a time he could have gotten frustrated or discouraged or whatever word you want to use, but he stayed positive, he kept working, and, this game's about getting your opportunity and then taking advantage of it when you get it. So I think he's done an excellent job.
Tracy Porter has vented his frustration via Twitter with what's going on. Do you have a problem with him doing that in light of somebody like Knowshon, who was in a similar circumstance, who was a good team, not to say he's a bad team player, but Knowshon kind of kept his mouth shut on that stuff?
Well, I don't really follow everything on Twitter. I'm too busy getting ready for Cleveland. But as far as Tracy goes, I mean, they're all competitors, and they want to play. And, he got injured or had an illness. Some guys stepped in and did well. He just needs to focus on getting better every day. I saw good improvement last week. He went a month without playing. So he's working his way back. And when that'll happen, I can't honestly tell you. So we'll just evaluate it every day like we do every other football player on this team.
Thank you.